The Fairbanks Borough Assembly has passed an ordinance aimed at improving local air quality. The new law includes punitive measures to get after people who smoke out their neighbors. The Assembly rejected a softer substitute offered by member Matt Wandt that eliminated proposed fines for wood burners who pollute. Wandt said his idea was to use other components of both proposed ordinances, like public education, to help people buy cleaner stoves, a chance to work before coming down too hard on violators.
6 months from now, 12 months from now, whatever the time frame, we can come back and say we did 100% voluntary efforts and they did not achieve what we wanted. People are still not taking advantage of the voluntary status, and they're not taking advantage of the funds made available to them. Then at that point, if there is a well-defined fine schedule, then I would be in support of reinstituting the fine schedule.
Wandt described the mayor's ordinance that later passed as too vague when it comes to how borough officials will handle smoke complaints.
It's left up to the judgment of the department. Now, I'm not questioning their ability or their judgment, but it leaves the community open to am I being treated fairly when I am either calling in a complaint or whether I am being complained about.
The Assembly is dealing with the air quality issue in response to federal fine particulate standards that areas of the Fairbanks borough regularly violate during winter cold air inversions. Research attributes much of the pollution problem to wood smoke. Mayor Luke Hopkins opposed attempts to take the teeth out of his ordinance aimed at clamping down on chronic polluters.
Without a fine structure for the shall nots in either one of the ordinances, I ask you, how do we enforce that? And I've asked you this before, and I don't have a clear answer of how we, the administration, legal, are going to enforce the pieces that are in here.
Hopkins said there have to be enforcement mechanisms to stop people from doing things like burning railroad ties. Borough Transportation Director Glenn Miller said it's essential that actions be taken now to prepare the air quality attainment plan due to the EPA by 2012. Assemblymember Nadine Winters also resisted efforts to weaken enforcement measures, saying the bottom line is human health.
You know, people talk about equal rights and freedoms and everything. What about the people's freedom to breathe good air?
The ordinance will be in effect by this fall.